Hey, y'all. This is your girl, Carla Renata. Miriam is not able to join us this evening, but welcome to After Buzz TV for the Homeland After Show.
Hey.
Ooh, we're going to get right into some juicy details from last week and smooth right into this week right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh,
there it
goes.
There it is, honey. Pulling you into the mood.
Yes. Welcome back to the AfterBuzz Homeland After Show, honey. I am Carla Renata, Curvy C.A. Renata at Twitter. And Miriam, like I said, is not able to join us this evening. And I wasn't here last week because I was in the slopes at Park City, Utah, doing the Sundance Film Festival.
Doing her thing.
Doing my thing.
Being cold.
But I am back in sunny Southern California, and I am here with my co-hosts who are...
Leslie Corral. Hey.
And I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rick Hong. Hey, Leslie, where can we find you?
You can find me at Leslie L. Pena on Twitter and at Leslita Face on Instagram.
Yes, and I forgot to say, you can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Curvy C.A. Renata, R-E-N-A-T-A. Cool. So let's talk about what happened last week.
Okay. So let's recap where we're at in the season.
Let's see. Should we start with, should we just go by kind of what happened with each character?
So Quinn's a hot mess. Carrie is now a secret consultant to the president-elect.
We find out a couple things about Carrie.
Okay.
Saul was sent to Iran, and Darandal is doing his shady business as usual. And Psycho, the person that Carrie is helping represent with the law company she works for, is in some hot water.
Okay. Well, that was nice and brief.
Yeah.
We love that. So let's hop on into this week.
Great.
So this week, this is what I love. I love the fact that Quinn is always a hot mess, but he's coming back slowly but surely, honey. He was back in rare form tonight, but he started out with that. When the show started out with that flashback and him foaming at the mouth, I'm like, oh, Lord, is this going to be
one? It took us there.
I thought that You see him like getting together, and I'm like, great, he's gonna finally take a shower.
Right.
That's all they've been saying every episode.
Can I say something? You know, that was my prediction last week. I was like, he's gonna pull himself together at least to the point where he will shower. So when the first shot was that happening, I was like, yes,
he's gonna shave like that ratty mustache.
And then it's not true, and I'm like, no.
So he's going to be stinking for a few more weeks.
But how sad was that? And if anything, I was like, okay, now I get it. He's not showering because, hello, that's hella traumatic. And it just reminds him of what he's been through.
You know, and last week what had happened is Carrie showed him what he went through. Like, he had never up to that point gone through and seen his own footage of him foaming at the mouth. So, like, that's... And so, like, the question that I posed last week was, if you went through that... And you woke up and you're kind of like, I don't want to know how I went through my stroke, what happened to me. I don't want to see it.
Right.
And then later on, like, you find out that it's viral, it's on the internet, everybody's already seen it besides you.
Right.
Would you want to see it or would you not want to see it?
You know, it would pretty much depend on if I thought that particular incident, whatever it is, was going to be traumatizing for me. If it was going to be traumatizing for me and not allow me to move forward with where I am, I would be like, yeah, I can skip that. Go without that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, see, like I was saying, you know, for me, it's like curiosity killed the cat. I would want to know. But then it's like what we see in this episode is the repercussions. Like, now he's having, you know, he's having these haunting thoughts and having nightmares because he's actually seen.
And he's become paranoid.
However, he's still in the best shape this episode than he has been. So maybe even though it is going to be tough, it probably brought back a lot of memories and flooded back in the trauma of it all. I feel like, you know, he's doing better, though.
He's doing better because he's back to giving that attitude. I'm going to need him to get that attitude in check. Like, there was that moment where he thought Carrie was trying to, like, hook up
with him. He wants some panty sex.
I can't be the only one for a second. I was like, oh, maybe they're going to go there, and I don't mind it.
Ain't nobody trying to get none of that with that smell. I'm just saying. That's too much going on. I'm going to need your hygiene to be on point. I'm going to need the whiskers to be gone.
And then can we have Carrie Quinn, please? Because I still want that.
Maybe then. But up until that moment, I'm going to need for that to stop.
It's going to be some alcohol, some wine, and dining. You're right.
But Carrie's not drinking. She, like, yeah, turned down some wine this week.
She shut that down. But let's move on to Retta.
Yeah, Retta.
Retta and Carrie I love that fight that they had over Sekou, because let's just talk about the fact that every season, Carrie always does something really dumb.
Yep. She always breaks the rules.
She always breaks the rules. She's always sticking her nose somewhere where it's not supposed to be and has no thought process or no, what's the word?
She doesn't see the repercussions.
She doesn't care in the moment that she's trying to be helpful.
She's impulsive.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
But that's why we love her.
We do love her, but I'm going to need homegirl to think about somebody else other than herself. Because now that boy, Sekou, is probably going to end up spending a lot of time in jail. Although maybe not.
Her heart was in the right place.
Yes.
Her heart is always in the right place. But I'm going to need you to think about the repercussions for everybody else other than you when you do stuff. Okay, people, if you agree with me, hit us up on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV Homeland and let us know how you feel about it.
And if you disagree, let us know too, because I disagree a bit. I feel like, yes, she probably could have put him in worse boat, but that's Carrie being Carrie. And if she hadn't done that, he might have agreed to the plea deal, which was going to send him in jail unfairly. And I feel like she plays dirty. That's who she is. But she has to get that information. And what did she find out? That the whole damn thing was a huge setup. That guy not only entrapped him, but was like...
Agent Conlon
rolled over. The FBI rolled over. They showed up and showed out and threw her under the bus big time. I'm like, ooh, that was not cute. Then let's talk about the fact that... I love that scene where they bring... I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with an R. It was moving too fast for me. But they brought him in to he thought he was going to get him a little something.
Oh.
What's his name? Rahim?
I have it here. Hold on.
Yeah, him. So he comes in, and she's like, ooh, yes.
Nafisi.
Yes. She's like, come on, let's get a little view, killer view from the window, baby. And she pulled back that door, and there was Saul sitting there like, like Jack Nicholson.
So we're talking about Farhad Narfisi.
That's it.
Farhad Narfisi.
Baby, she pulled back that door, and it was like, here's Saul. Like, here's Johnny in The Shining. I hollered. I'm like, ooh, I need something to laugh, because between the frothing mouth and homeboy walking around being crazy, I needed a little humor somewhere. That was kind of funny. And I kind of love the fact that they set him up in the room and had that whole Mission Impossible vibe going on.
Right.
This is what I love about Homeland. Homeland always gives you, you always feel like you're watching a movie from week to week. It never really feels like a television series. And it always feels like it leaves you wanting more. Like you want to see what the sequel to the movie is the next week. Don't y'all agree?
Now, what's nice about this episode, too, is we finally see some action where everything's been just kind of going
Saul
in the U.S.
being a spy again.
And yeah, like people, prior to this episode, everything was just happening in offices.
Right.
People just talking in offices.
Right.
Now It's like, okay, now we're going to send you over there to go do your business.
Right.
And now we're going to get into, like, what Homeland is.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, people running around, walking, like, these, like, weird streets and, you know, different cultures and everything. It's like, am I being followed or...
But I love that. It's like, again,
it is kind of like, it's a movie, but I still feel like, to me, it still does feel like a show because it has that seriality. Every episode has a story and sometimes can stand alone, but then you still have the strings and arcs that have gone on, not even whole seasons, but like throughout the scope of the series. I feel like Homeland does a good job of blending the movie feel to it at the same time in television form.
I agree with you on that. We agree on that. We're right here, girl. We're right here. So let's talk about that moment. Well, let's talk about two moments. The first moment is, I think it's really ironic. Now, we know that they filmed Homeland quite some time ago. They filmed it before the election here even happened. And I think it's very ironic that the episode that aired tonight was talking about sanctions, which was a big part of the news with our newly elected president and the British prime minister was in the news. And that was one of the focuses of the episode tonight. I kind of love that. I love how they're above, not above the curve, but ahead of the curve a little bit sometimes
they're
with the storyline.
They're tapped into like what's happening.
Yeah, I really love that. I really love that. And I also was like, Quinn is scaring me being in that house. Because he's always trying to go to that door. He's always trying to do something with that door. And when he went up those steps with that butcher knife, I'm like, oh my God, if that's that little child walking around and that door opens and it's that kid on the other... I'm like, I'm going to need it not to be psycho on Homeland tonight. I'm going to need for Franny not to be a casualty of war this evening. I'm going to need for that not to happen.
Poor
How y'all feel
friend.
About that?
I don't know. I still feel like I'm like Carrie, where she's obviously aware that she's bringing in a danger in her house. I mean, on paper, it's like, what are you doing? This person's Quinn's completely unstable. He shouldn't be in your home. You have a daughter. But since she knows him, I feel like she has this innate trust with him, and she knows he's not going to cross the line. Maybe she's wrong. I'm hoping she's right, because I feel like he's not going to do anything to hurt Franny. He won't hurt Carrie. He won't cross that line. I think.
But he's crazy.
But he's not in his right mind. No, absolutely.
But I feel like he still, he won't cross that. I feel like even though he's crazy, he still, his compassion and caring for Carrie, that's not gone. That hasn't gone anywhere.
We're hoping that he doesn't cross that line. But let's be real. It will make really good television if he does.
I don't think he will. And if it happens, it won't be intentional. That's what I
think. Look, if he crosses that line, it's going to make for good TV. Because there's no good TV in him being all safe. Like, oh, Carrie's my friend.
He's going to do some stuff. Yes.
He's either going to put himself in danger, her in danger, the kid, or all three. But I thought it was really interesting that they did show that guy going across the street. Like, who was that dude going across the street?
Something that I brought up last week was there was a preview of like the shadowy figure after episode one, and like, who is that shadowy figure? Right. And then last week we found out it was just like Quinn goes to like a convenience store and starts having convulsion or like seizures, and he sees like this guy that's looking after him, and like that's why it's kind of just blurry or whatever. So it was a mislead. And so I brought that up, and I was like, what did you guys think of the mislead? And so then same thing for this episode, is it another mislead where he's just going, like you were saying, is he going crazy or is it a legit thing?
Yeah, I was like, what's up with the dude? Like, and why is he, because when I saw the dude from the back, I'm like, why is he going around jiggling doors? Like, what is that about? I'm like, is he like a cat burglar? What's going on? I don't understand. Something's happening.
But I don't want to gloss over the fact of Quinn being Mr. Badass today and essentially like getting his money back and showing up at that dude who robbed him.
That's what I was saying at the beginning. Like, house. He's getting his mojo back. He's slowly but surely getting back into who he used to be, but he's still crazy Quinn all at the same time.
I feel like...
Yeah, he still has the after effects of a stroke.
Right.
Yes.
In my head, I was like, is that still the same guy who robbed him? Like, because I was like, he was dressed differently, and I eventually figured out it's the same guy. I was like, you let him back in your house? I don't know. That guy was asking for it.
Because he beat the crap out of him before and knew that he wasn't really able
cocky,
to...
and that's I mean, why
remember,
he got
no,
beat
remember,
up this
he
time.
He was like this. He could barely get
he could barely,
but
barely
he obviously
money.
Got
like
to
this.
Your door this time. I feel like that guy was dumb. He was dumb.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt.
And I felt a little gratified that Quinn was able to, like, you know, knock him out a little what he did.
He beat the hell out of him. I was like, yes, my brother, go for yours.
Exactly. And he's like, how much we owe? How much are you in at the end?
Yeah,
like,
nothing. Zero. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's right. Exactly. $0. Okay. So let me just talk about my Shiro on the show, other than Miss Carrie, is the president, honey. Miss President.
President-elect Keen.
Well, I'm calling her president.
Yeah, she is president.
But
president.
She is gangster. Because she has formed this secret, we mentioned earlier that she's formed this secret alliance with Carrie, but what we didn't know is that Darla Dahl is like secretly listening in on their conversations. That's so
like,
shady.
What?
That is shady boots.
So
I'm like,
you know, and then last week too, what we saw was that Saul had confronted Carrie and said, dude, are you guys working together? Are you working with the president? And she like completely denied it. And then you see her meeting with the president. And then later in the episode, you see Darla Dahl is meeting with Saul. Meanwhile, he's shuffling through photos, already knowing that Carrie has been seeing the president.
Exactly.
You know, and so in this episode, you hear him listening in. And so who's the mole?
Exactly, because that's what I said last week. I was like, someone took the pictures, someone has to be letting in a recording device or something and getting that to Dar. And today, when Carrie was like, oh, what's your name? And she introduced herself to that guy. I don't feel like that was for nothing. Like, I don't know.
You think it's a you don't think it's Rob, the press guy that's always like in every meeting?
No, I don't know.
You know
I
what
feel
I'm talking
like,
about,
yeah,
right?
I'm like,
yeah.
Why is he in every meeting?
I mean,
meeting?
They randomly have her introduce herself to the Secret Service guy. I don't know. Maybe it's not him, but
that's a good pickup because it was just like
a good point.
It was like the editing when you see him.
Exactly.
Grabbing his cigarettes.
She's like, I don't know
your
name. I'm Carrie. And I was like, okay.
No, that's a good pickup.
There's got to be someone who's a mole.
That is a very good point. Again, you guys, if you agree with what we say, or even if you don't agree with what we say, go to @AfterBuzzTV, Homeland AfterBuzz, and let us know your thoughts about this episode, about us. Anything
or,
you want to talk about.
Yes. The comments below on YouTube, too.
The comments below on YouTube.
Yeah, if you've got any theories, share them with us.
Work it out. Let us know. Okay, next subject that I want to hit.
Okay.
Saul visiting his sister after her husband died. I don't know why he thought that was going to be an amicable meeting, and that she wasn't going to go in on him. Like, why did he think that wasn't going
to
happen?
See, I thought made that up. I thought when he was talking to Dara Dahl over the phone, saying he's like, oh, my sister's husband died. I got to do whatever. I got to go see her because she's like right near. I didn't think that's what he was doing. I thought he was going to do the Carrie business. Like, Harry, like, always gets, you know, says something and then something else. So when he was actually sitting in with her, I was like, whoa. I was like, he's actually told the truth. He's actually sitting. And this is someone we haven't ever been introduced to.
And again, Saul's an honest guy. And in the midst of all of these liars, these people who aren't showing all their cards, he's always straightforward. And that's why I love Saul. And this was nice, too, because I feel like we got to see a little bit more about his life. A little more, you know, through his sister, it adds another layer of, like, his family, his personality, what he's gone through. You know, he's had the sister who he's, I guess, essentially been estranged with this whole time.
Because of her husband.
I love the fact that she went in on him because he was like, how could you abandon the family? How could you do this? How could you do that? And then she went, boom. She's like, I have a family. I have people that love me. What do you have? I was like, ooh, girl, really? You went there? Like, you gonna just, like, crush his face like that?
I mean, but does she? Her husband just died, though. And I thought
she has her daughters are, like, I think, or his nieces or whatever.
She considers the family that she has developed with him in that country to be her family.
I like the points he brought up to her about, like, just her having supposedly the moral superiority in a situation. And he brought, I don't know, I like the way he articulated, like, you know, maybe you're not all right in this, maybe you're doing that. And that's when she dropped the mic drop because he, like, went in on her first, essentially.
Well, they went in on each other. It was like double mic drop. It was like,
but isn't that what happens when you're talking with, like, siblings or family, you know, like,
or family, like, right, or situations where you don't get along with, like,
you say something that they don't like, and then they come back at you, and it can go on and on and on and on if you let it, until you just shut it down.
Maybe she has a point. Maybe he doesn't have the family, but at the same time, he's been protecting the country, and that's maybe sacrifices you make in the line of duty.
It's like Carrie's been doing. The same thing, where it's like, for, like, the longest time, she kept pawning off Franny to her sister, her dad, you know, and they all were just kind of like, dude, enough of this.
Right.
You know, and I think she finally was like, okay, I need to settle down, so I'm going to go back home and raise my daughter.
But they're not, like, just doing work. Like, they're doing important work. And they're both, Carrie and Saul, in their way, very brilliant. They brought a lot to the CIA, brought a lot of intelligence that they might have not had, you know, had they decided to settle and start a family and go that route. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's pros and cons.
So I have a question for y'all. What do you think? I have a couple of questions. So what do you think all of this espionage stuff that Carrie is involved in, how that's ultimately going to affect Franny? Do you think Franny is going to admire her mom and pick up on what her mom is doing? Or do you think that she's going to resent her mom and a whole nother thing is going to happen? Because you know how they do on TV. That child will be a little girl this season. And then next season, she'll be like a teenager with a boyfriend. They do the soap opera thing all of a sudden. They do it all the time.
I kind of mentioned this last week. I think Franny's going to grow up to be a Dana, which was Brody's daughter, who ended up resenting her father, kind of like being, removing herself from people, from society, because she's got so much anger inside. Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what's going to happen to Franny.
Do you think that Franny might end up being bipolar as well? And then now that there will be that duality that the two of them have to deal with in addition to her having the type of job that she has? What do you think?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, like, that stuff does get passed down gene-wise.
Mm-hmm. So you
do bring up a good point with, you know, like, that kind of effect.
Because if you think about it, so she's going to get that from her mom. At the same time, I'm guessing Carrie's going to not be the most doting mom because I just feel like she's a creature of habit. Like, she's not going to break it. She's going to be entrenched in her work. So she's probably going to continue to be neglectful. At some point, Franny's going to realize who her father was. And that's going to add another layer of, like, oh, crap, I'm super screwed up. You know,
Or it's like, hey, mom, why are you a fake blonde and I'm a ginger? What's going on here? Why are you a fake blonde and I'm ginger?
That child's going to have issues.
She had with
Brody.
Yeah.
So she's gonna have
it. And that's gonna open up a whole
can of worms.
Does she tell him the truth? Or I don't know.
Does she tell Franny the truth? Does she tell Franny how her dad died? What her part was in that happening? Will she resent her? Because, like, it's a whole can of worms.
She's gonna be a little Dana.
So excited. Okay. Then the other question I have is, you know, Saw and Carrie have that contentious relationship of going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Father, daughter, mentor, best friend, mentee. Right.
So what do we think is going to end up happening for them at the end of this season? What are our predictions with that?
I think they're always going to, at the end of the day, have each other's backs. I feel like we already know that Dar is keeping things from Saul. He told Madam President that Saul said the evidence was conclusive. Saul didn't actually say that.
Right.
He said, you know, this is what he believes. He never said conclusive.
Whereas Carrie clears it up with the president-elect saying, like, exactly, something's fishy about
that line. Read the report and read it.
Line.
So I feel like, I don't know, I'm hoping eventually Saul realizes what Dara Dahl's done. Carrie realizes that Dara Dahl's been spying on them, essentially, and they figure out a way to, like,
screw him
turn
over.
Turn the tables on him.
Because we hate Dara Dahl.
Makes him think he gets on my nerves.
He wears me. Every time he comes on the screen, I'm just like, really? Can you just, like, go in a corner somewhere and just crawl up like a roach? Like, I'm going to need you not to be on the screen right now. But let's talk about the fact, do we really think that Madam President-elect, do we think that she is really sincere in her alliance with Carrie? Or is she using Carrie like other people have used her in episodes and seasons past as a means to an end?
I think she's sincere. I feel like, I think she's made a good choice in Carrie being like an extra voice of reason. Carrie's got a lot of background in the CIA, knows these two characters very well and how things go. I don't think she's trying to play her. I think she's generally seeking her counsel. I'm not sure if Carrie's always going to be the most reliable because Carrie sometimes gets pulled or played herself, mm-hmm. but I do feel like that's a genuine relationship.
You know, it could be like the whole like Spice Girls, you know, girl power, you know, type of thing. So
girl power.
I agree. Literally, like in an office of what we've seen in the past too, where it's just been constantly just surrounded by men,
and
it's
men
why
saying,
not?
Well, we know more, or you don't get this, or you know, let us handle this, and them showing them like actually no.
And Carrie, at this stage, she's not really in the government anymore, so she doesn't have an agenda.
Right.
Whereas everybody else advising, you know, the president-elect, or like there's some sort of agenda, and we kind of saw that tonight with, you know, Dara Dahl and like them kind of going back and forth. You know, and like, in my mind, I just kept thinking, you know, do you go with the devil you know or the devil you don't know? And she clearly is going with the devil she knows right now that we saw.
Exactly. I love the fact that they have kind of like teamed up and paired up, and they got a little more intimate tonight in terms of what they talked about. Like the president talked about her husband, mm-hmm. how that was one of
she's
their restaurants,
now.
And she's divorced, and she got the steakhouse,
in this
divorce settlement, blah blah blah. And I like the fact that she has humanized herself to Carrie, and I don't know if that is part of her plan to get her to trust her to get more information. Or it's going to be really interesting to me to see how that relationship plays out. And this is why. Because being a female, this is what I know about female friendships. Everything is fun, fluffy, and wonderful at first. It is. It's all fun and fluffy and wonderful at first. And then one or the other does or says something, and it is all bets off. And people come out claws fighting.
Right.
So it'll be really interesting to see how that relationship over time plays itself out, as well as it will be really interesting to see what kind of conflict and butting heads is eventually going to happen with Dara Dahl and Saul, because you know it's going
to
happen.
Yeah,
and Saul is going
to
come for him.
Has to.
He going to come both barrels blazing. You know he is, because he don't play that. He's like, homie, don't play that.
No. And especially because Dara's done this to him a lot. You know,
it's like becoming a broken
undermine
record,
him.
A recurring
but
thing.
But another, I think, feud that's brewing is going to be with Carrie and Conlon. So she ended up, you know, getting that tape of him with the informant.
Oh, right.
Yes. And she showed it to him. And I thought she brought him a very fair offer. Dropped charges. And that's it. I don't do anything more with this.
But you got to go. But like I said, that's like the legal. There's always like a legal ramification.
Well, but if she released it, regardless of it'll help her case, it'll destroy him. He'll get in trouble. That's why she said, I'm going to send it to the attorney general. So, but I don't think he's going to go down so easily. I feel like that's going to end up being like... He's going to go after her because he's going to be pissed.
He's going to be the thorn in her side. Because remember he asked her, he's like, where did you get that tape from? And she never said anything. She just looked at
it. It's cool how like every episode she just kind of just picks like these weird agents that she used to be friends with. You know, last week it was Max to watch over Quinn. This week it's Roger. And he's just like, I shouldn't even be talking to you right now. And she's like, yo, so do this thing for me. He's like, we don't do that. And she's like, yeah, you do. Just do it.
You know me. I mean, she's had a long career. She's made friends. She probably has a lot of like... you know, favors in her pocket. And at the end, she's now has the ear of the president. I mean, I feel like some way or another.
Unless you're a catty thing, you know?
I'm telling you. You know how them the females, baby, the claws. It's going to be like Catwoman versus Catwoman.
I think in that scenario.
Sharon Stone and Halle Berry.
Yes, I can see that happening if, like, Carrie misguides her. Or I can see the president finding out that Dara Dahl knows about Carrie. And maybe she thinks that Carrie and Dar were in on it and feels like, oh crap, they've been playing me. So there's a lot of scenarios where that could happen.
I think that Carrie is probably going to mislead her because, as we mentioned earlier when we were discussing her and her little shenanigans, she always sticks her nose someplace where it's not supposed to be. She's always well intentioned with whoever it is she's dealing with, and she always ends up creating a big, hot, buttered mess that she has to find a way to get out of. Now, I was happy to see that this particular mess that she created was was able to be resolved fairly quickly. Like, it's not
well,
going
that
on
we that we know of
well,
right
when
now.
They, well, when they showed the trailer, so I'm gonna give you a big secret. Spoiler alert! So when they showed the trailer for next week, they show Homeboy on his computer talking. So clearly he's gotten out and he's like, I'm back. And I'm like, and the last thing she says to him when she gets him out is, keep your mouth shut. And what do we see? Him on the computer going.
But you know what? This is what I said last time. The way they treated him with someone like Sekou, who already had these, you know, angry thoughts towards, you know, the government, the establishment, they are going to essentially, if not push him, make him into a terrorist. Because now he's like, the government went after me. They did all this. This is just going to fuel him more. And it's all because
he's
going
like
to
have like more resentment.
Exactly.
Even I look at the backwards way is that, dude, if you've been in prison for, like, I don't know how many weeks or even a couple of days, and all of a sudden he's just like, I'll take 7 years. And then she's just like, no, it's like 15.
Right. He was desperate to get out.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden he's just like, no, now I'm going to go back on my computer again. It's like, dumbass. Really?
But you I don't know, but we got to see what he's going to do. Yeah. We don't know yet.
But you know, that's a lot of people that go to prison do that. They go to prison for whatever crime it is that they commit.
Or didn't.
In his case, they freak out.
Right.
In his case, he didn't. They freak out. They're like, oh my God, I'll never do it again. And then they come out, and what do? The same. They create the same cycle over and over and over and over and over again. It's like, how many times do you have to do that before you learn your lesson, the one you should have learned the first time that it happened? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, again, y'all, if you liked the show episode, Homeland, let us know. If you didn't, let us know. If you like what we had to say about it, let us know. If you didn't, let us know that too.
Give us a thumbs up.
Yes, we all down for a discussion. We all down for a discussion. Positive, in between, whatever.
I'm refreshing. I'm looking.
Yes, honey. So just let us know what's happening. So let's talk about what we think the trajectory of the season might be from this point forward, based on what we've seen and know already.
You know, I think I asked Miriam last week to say, like, when she thought, you know, we've seen it, we saw it in the teaser after the first episode of where, you know, Dara Dahl and Carrie go at it. So I was like, when is it going to happen? And she was almost like spot on. She's like, I think it's going to happen like episode like 4 or 5 or 5 or 6 or something. And like, so now we kind of see that it looks like it's going to happen. So, I mean, like, that's, you know, I'm looking to see how like that comes to a head, and then to see where like Saul like plays an effect with that.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm still a little thrown because I still don't think that, and we're 3 episodes in, they haven't clearly delineated what's going to be the main storyline. At first it was like, oh, maybe it's going to be Sekou, but now he kind of like, that looks like it might get cleaned up. Maybe it'll be the whole thing with the president-elect and Dara Dahl, and now Saul, you know, being overseas, this guy who might be, I don't know. I feel like I'm not really sure where the storyline's going, what's going to be the main one. I'm hoping that they, you know, pull something stronger or make it more clear. At this point, I feel like I, as a fan watching, I'm more invested in what's going to happen with Quinn and with Carrie and just that whole mess.
You are all about the Quinn-Carrie connection.
You are a romantic at heart. I should, because, you know, I feel like I'm not that, I still haven't, I'm enjoying it, but I still haven't been fully invested in, like, what, like I said, I feel like they haven't set up the storyline this season. Girl, so I don't know.
You were like with Killian and Carrie, you were like, keep hope alive.
I'm like, when it comes to TV, I'm like a serialist hardcore. I'm always following the long-term serial storyline. And since that's the only one that we have right now this season, that's the one I'm following. I feel like Quinn is gonna do, I don't know, he's gonna do something crazy. I don't think he's gonna hurt Franny, but he might do something to put her in danger. I don't know. And something's happening this episode.
Well, he's got a gun now, so.
He has a gun. And a knife. Something, the episode ended with him looking out at the person. Like, they ended it on him for a reason. So, obviously, maybe there is someone sketchy across the street. Maybe it's all in his head. But that's going to happen. Something's going to hit the fan there, I think.
I'm more invested in that female relationship between the president and Carrie. I really, really, really want to see where that's going to go. I want to see if it's going to blow up. I want to see if it's going to be, like you said, Spice Girl, girl power. If they're going to, like, you know, their girl power is going to be so intense and so, like, straight up fiery that it's going to, like, take all the men out. I just want to see how that show, how that ends up. Because a lot of times when you have two females on a show like that, they usually end up being adversaries. They're not adversaries just yet, but I feel like it's right around the corner because they're just a little too chummy, nicey right now for me. And I just, or maybe I just want to see some fighting. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, you know, I mean, because they brought it. So, like, I mean, even in this episode, they brought in Farhad Narfisi.
I know. That's a hard name to say, ain't it?
So, my thing is he just, like, a one-note character that they brought in for an episode to guest star? Or will he play out? Or does he actually have some, like, more business?
I think he's going to play out. Remember when Saul put his
cigarette pack in his pocket?
I think and that's all they showed. They showed him having that flashback, the homeboy having that pack of cigarettes, and they showed Saul, instead of shredding everything else that he was shredding, instead of him shredding that pack of cigarettes, he kind of shoved it in his pocket. So I think there's something to that.
But it's weird, right? So because, like, you think that if you have a pack of cigarettes and it's empty, you just leave the thing and say, fuck it, and you walk out.
Right.
But, yeah, clearly he puts it away, and then you see it thrown away into the trash can. So what was in it? You know, did he record something?
You know, was it a disc? Like, I don't know. But that actually was something that was shown that never really, they kind of glossed over it real quick. And it's one of those things that you see it and you're like,
Okay, so we believe that Farhad Narfisi, he's not done yet.
Oh, no.
He's not done yet.
Not by a long shot.
We'll have to see. Because in the very first episode, that woman who met with Dardal, I kind of thought she was going to be someone, and they haven't brought her back. And that's why my criticism, I think, of this season is I feel like they haven't given us a clear indicator of what's happening, who's important, where are we going.
But they do that to throw you off.
But I feel like in the past seasons, they've been more clear about setting up the storyline. I feel like they're struggling.
But they ain't got to be clear.
I love the show, but that's my criticism. I feel like they're struggling putting that together this season.
But look, one thing I know about Homeland after watching it all these years, Homeland goes out of its way sometimes to throw the viewers off. They never have a clear trajectory of what is going to happen.
I disagree with that.
It's never clear. It's never crystal clear. Like, slowly but surely, some things will reveal themselves.
The show changed a lot too.
After the first three seasons.
Because Brody died. It was about Brody. Yes. It was based on the Israeli series.
Yes. Yeah.
And then once they killed him off, which was like, what? Oh, and it's a spoiler alert. But if you're watching this, then it's not a spoiler alert.
It's all right. I mean,
sorry, boo. But catch it up on Netflix.
Yeah. That was many seasons ago. So but it is interesting how you brought up the topic that it's if they have a plan or if they don't have a plan, how it kind of parallels how it's going with politics or like things that are going on in the news right now, even though they've written episodes a while ago.
Which makes me wonder, do they have somebody that they're working with in the writer's room that has somewhat of an ear to somebody
like a consultant?
They have consultants, I believe.
No, not a consultant, but somebody that's like that's not on the payroll, that they kind of like a deep throat, so to speak. not the deep throat that yeah. Now see y'all, get your minds right, get them out of the gutter. I'm talking about the deep throat from like Watergate. When Watergate was happening, this way before y'all time, but when Watergate was happening, there was this guy, Deep Throat, that was giving them all this inside information. I wonder if Homeland has their own little Deep Throat happening that's not on the payroll, that's not an advisor, an official advisor, somebody that's kind of given. Because that thing about the sanctions, that was a little too on the nose for me. I'm like, how did they see that coming? Somebody told them something. I just know they did. Don't y'all think?
I don't know. I feel like people who follow, I don't know, international relations, that route, maybe they could have just, maybe they're just really good and insightful. Or maybe they got a deep throat. You never know.
Leslie, you know they got a deep throat.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I have this thought, and I don't know. I might be alone in this, but so I'm also a fan of Scandal, and I love political dramas and House of Cards, but I found myself.
House of Cards is great.
I found myself feeling like I'm secretly, I don't know if they're going to do this. I kind of want, like, a happy resolution this season. I know that might be not a popular opinion, but I feel like kind of like during the Bush years with the West Wing, how like you had a political drama, but it was still uplifting. I feel like now that we're going through like all of these really tough situations, you know, with the new administration and there's a lot of turmoil, seeing like more craziness on TV, I'm finding it less satisfying. I don't know, maybe just because real world's becoming depressing when it comes to politics. So I'm secretly hoping that like maybe they'll wrap up this season like with the girl power thing and like maybe that they end up, you know, overcoming the bad, you know, figuring out what Dara Dahl's going up to and like having like a happy ending this season, maybe Carrie and Quinn, you know, finally hooking up and being, I don't know.
So she says, that's what she says every episode. She says, like,
I know. No matter what Leslie says, she's swinging back around to the Carrie and Quinn connection.
The writers are still pushing that. Why do you think he went after her? And they haven't forgotten. Leslie hasn't forgotten.
I haven't forgotten. Why are you talking about yourself in a third person? You're killing me right now.
Watch Otto Dürren come back. Otto's going to come back.
We never usually have a happy ending at the seasons. I'm hoping for the anomaly. I feel like I kind of would like them to have a good resolution at the end of the season. I don't know. I'm just saying, that's what I'm thinking. If you don't like it and you don't agree with me, tweet us. If you do, tweet us because I want to know your thoughts.
I want to know your thoughts.
I want to know your thoughts. Am I too weird?
Look, I
want to
know
two?
Your thoughts on the fact that no matter what we talk about regarding Homeland, Leslie's like bringing it back around to Quinn and Carrie.
You know what? Because I know there's other people out there who think this. I'm not alone. I am not alone. On Scandal, what's her name? Olivia Fitz. Pope. They haven't been together in 500 years, but you know there's the Olivia Fitz people out there still holding out.
Olivia Fitz. Carrie and Quinn. They need to leave that alone.
Over my head.
Sip.
Over my head.
It's gonna be interesting to see.
It's obviously been a very interesting season because we're going at each other like, wait, let's talk about this, So it's good, and it's good that you always know that a show is a good show and that the writing is good and the producers are doing their job when it's inciting a discussion as spirited as this one has been this evening. So we're going to close it out.
Cool.
And you can find us you can find me at Curvy C.A. Renata on Twitter and Instagram. If you have any comments for us, go to AfterBuzz TV Homeland. And you can find Leslie and Rick at?
You can find me at Leslie El Pena.
I
had to think about it. Leslie El Pena on Twitter or Leslie Tafes at Instagram.
Yep, and you can find me at Rick Hong on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks. Hopefully Miriam will be back next week.
Oh, actually, yes. Quick, no.
Wait, Homeland. She won't be next week because the Super Bowl's next week, right?
Super Bowl's next week. There will not be an episode of Homeland. It'll be skipped till the following week. So in 2 weeks, another episode of Homeland.
You can see the Falcons beat the Patriots. I said it right here. In 2 weeks, we'll find out that prediction's right, but hashtag rise up.
And on that note, buzz you later.
Yep.
Love is the Hair Grease Show. Bye.
Keep watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.